This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Chris Jansen. Hey, Chris. I was twittering again. I've probably mentioned this a couple of times on the podcast.
As you do, yes, as you do, Paul.
And I had a tweet come in from another coach who I believe lives in Australia, called Live Knowing This. And she tweeted a statement, and obviously it's very short. If I removed X from my life, I would be so much happier. What is your X? Now, when I first
Paul, can you say that again? Read it from the top. What was the statement?
If I removed X from my life, I would be so much happier. What is your X?
Very interesting. And what was your response?
Well, at first, I was a little bit perturbed, to be honest. I was thinking, well, the way that I try to do things is it's quite often to replace something that is a negative thing in my life, for example, with something much more positive. So we had a podcast ages ago about morning habits, you know, replacing bad habits with good habits, and for example, me getting up in the morning and going to the gym sort of thing. So I was putting in the positive things. But as I was talking to you about this just before the show, I had a bit of a revelation, and obviously you know what I'm going to say now because we've discussed it already, but I wanted to really bring it out into this session, this podcast too, was that it made me realize that the only way that I can add new positive and motivational and directional things into my life is now by letting go some of the things that are filling up that space already.
Mm. Yeah. You know, it's almost like it's like playing a trading game.
Mm.
You know, if you're in a state where you feel like you want to make a change or make a decision or make some sort of action, and you're in that space where it's swapping. If I want to get rid of something I don't want, I have to replace it right away.
Yes.
And so it's a zero-sum game. You've always got the same stuff in your life. And sometimes you need a bit of almost mental slack. You need some slack, and you need like slack in a string. You get a bit of room to flow, then you've got more room, more mental capacity to take on perhaps the where you really want to be spending your focus and your time.
Yeah. And the more I think about it, the more I realize how when there's something really significant in your life, say, for example, the end of a relationship. At the end of a relationship, the last thing you normally want to do is immediately jump into another relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be able to remove that relationship, or at least, you know, put an end to it so that it's over and done and dusted. And then you probably want to spend a little bit of time on your own to clear out all the thoughts and the emotions and everything that was tied up with that relationship, and just basically let that relationship go.
Yes.
So that you're ready for the next one and you're prepared for it. Otherwise, if you try and go out with somebody again too soon, you're not going to be ready, it's not going to work, and you're just going to end up in a vicious cycle.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the analogy that's often used, especially in relationships, is you know, we carry around old baggage.
Mm.
And if you actually think about that and that that metaphor in real life, if you were walking around, what would it be like walking around carrying baggage?
Mm.
Real baggage, the baggage you would take on a trip somewhere, empty it out, but carry it around with you everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You know, it's an extra weight that you're carrying around. Sometimes it doesn't go up the stairs very well. People will trip over it in the street. Sometimes you don't see it because you're carrying it behind you, but everyone else can see there's something holding you back. And when you're really honest with yourself, you realize that you've been carrying around this baggage for some reason, and whatever that reason may be, and most people, they probably know what the baggage is. Sometimes they're not always conscious about why they're still holding on to it.
Yeah.
But when you really ask yourself, is this old baggage, how is it serving me now?
Yes.
And I'm willing to venture a bet that if it is serving you, if it is serving you at all, it's probably just in a way of comfort.
Mm.
That you're able to connect with yourself in a certain way that either brings back those old emotions, or is a way that, you know, people, you can feel sorry for yourself, maybe a bit strong, but it's kind of in that space of, it's a way that you say, oh, you know, a bit of woe is me, and you can share your baggage with other friends, and it builds connection because they feel for you. They start being empathetic for you, which builds connection, which makes you feel more connected, and maybe more supported or more appreciated in your friendships and your family. But there comes a point in time where, in order to move forward, you decide that that there's no more room for the baggage. And often the case, again, if we just continue with the metaphor of a relationship, often people will carry around that old baggage until they get into a new relationship or until they feel safe in a new relationship.
Yeah.
And then suddenly they can let that old boyfriend or girlfriend go, or that old issue go, because they have it replaced with someone else.
Mm.
But when you really step back and if you kind of view that from a distance, or from really separate yourself, disassociate yourself from that, you can really start to wonder, well, what was the purpose of carrying that baggage around for that 2, 3, 4 months or 2, 3, 4 years? And really, if you're honest with yourself, there really isn't a purpose that serves you anymore. And so letting go, without trying to fill it with something else, can be a very liberating experience.
Yeah. I was just thinking as well, you, I mean, obviously not relationship related, but when you moved from Canada, you must have had to have gone through some form of letting go at that point, because obviously you're going to be leaving everybody behind. So how was that for you?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Definitely there's a leaving people behind for sure. But the most critical thing I left behind was the belief that I couldn't make that transition on my own. You know, I lived in Canada, grew up in Canada all my life, and now live over in the UK. And for many, many years, I told myself, I wasn't beating myself up about it, but it was just a belief that I had. It was a belief that, you know, I've had friends that moved over here and friends who are married, and I always used to think to myself, and I used to say to myself, and I used to say to other people, I could never do that on my own.
Mm.
And of course I could, but I never wanted to, was really what I was saying. Unless I was doing it with friends, or I knew people over here, or maybe I was in a relationship and together we wanted to move over.
Yeah.
And I kept telling myself that I needed that support system. Until I eventually went through the little evaluation process of figuring out the opportunities that were there for me, and I just decided to let that belief go. And as soon as I did, I moved forward with full force, with full anticipation and excitement for what the move was going to give for bring to me and provide for me. And so that was a big thing that I think there's so many parallels that people can find in their life, that especially when you're thinking about making significant decisions.
Yes, absolutely. I was just thinking the same thing. There's nothing worse than trying to make a huge, I don't know, a career change, or moving cities like you've said, or even maybe just ending a very long-term relationship. All of those things are really going to be quite significant and life-changing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's these beliefs. I think I've always liked this phrase, the sentiment that does it serve you? Because a certain belief or relationship or career, you know, we pour our heart and souls into those, often for many, many years. And it starts to become a bit of our identity, that it's not just me, it's we in a relationship. Or it's not, you know, it's not I am a man or I'm a woman, it's I am an accountant.
Right.
Or I am an actor. You know, that's my identity. And you know, the personal identity is one of the strongest forces in the human character, and we do so much to stay true to our identity, and we do so much to protect our identity.
Yeah,
and that's often what's hard to let go sometimes, when people think that, how can I let go of this relationship because it is me now? You know, I'm in with the in-laws; they love me. How could I let them go? So it's a very, very hard thing. But once you decide to let that go, yeah, it just releases you. I'm sure everyone can relate to that. All of our listeners can relate to that. Those moments in their lives where they decided to let something go, and suddenly the relief and the release sets them up to some of the most prosperous and creative and rewarding time of their life.
Yeah, and it will really give you a sensation of, or rather a realization of how much control that thing had over you and your life, and not necessarily in a good way, but in a way that made you feel like possibly that you were safe or secure, and things weren't ever going to change, so that, you know, that was that you were hanging on to it. But by letting that go and removing it from your life and making that room and that space that you can put something better, more positive, and more in line with your goals.
Yeah,
it's magical.
It is, you know. And another interesting metaphor is that life is like the four seasons. You know, we have the springtime when there's new opportunity and new excitement and lots of opportunities for growth. We've got the summer where that's the time for fun, and when you're kind of in that space where everything's working out, everything's sunshiny and warm. And you've got the autumn where you can start to see the storms coming in and the weather is changing. And that's the time where you've got to start to plan for the winter and plant those seeds in a harvesting manner. You start planting the seeds for next spring.
Yeah.
And the winter is when you just maybe just need to just hold back and
hibernate
exactly. I just lay low for a little while, and it's a true statement that life goes through these seasons. And when you accept the fact that when problems come up, it's not because you've done things wrong or you are wrong. That's life. Life throws these things at you because it challenges you to grow and to become the person that you want to become. And letting go is just part of that, and letting go of things that have been part of your life for a long time, that's just part of it, and that's part of life. And you have to have faith that you're making those decisions from a place of confidence that the direction you're going in is going to reward you more than holding on to old baggage will.
Absolutely. So yes, going back to my little tweet conversation that I had. I think I just have to say thank you to Alison O'Neill from liveknowingthis.blogspot.com for the extremely provocative statement and really making me think about things.
Very good. And of course, sometimes we think too much, and we need to get in touch with our inner feelings as well, and just kind of follow our gut or follow our heart at times. And and often the answer is found in there as well.
Absolutely. Brilliant. I think that's all we've got time for tonight then, Chris. So as always, thank you very much. And if you do want to contact either myself or Chris, you can leave a comment on the website at actionpodcast.com or email myself or Chris at paul@actionpodcast.com or chris@actionpodcast.com. Or you can Twitter me, Life Coach. Have you got a Twitter account, Chris? You must have.
I do, yes. Chris the Coach. Chris the Coach.
All one word, I guess.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right, thank you ever so much, Chris. I really look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thanks, Paul. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So in summary, it really goes back to that initial Twitter conversation that I had. If I removed X from my life, I would be so much happier. What is your X?